Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year's to you, my friend and my widow. Happy New Year to you. I hope that you had a wonderful holiday, Christmas and New Year's. I had a wonderful, it seemed like it was rather long. It didn't go by fast like I thought it was going to, but I enjoyed every minute of it. And I spent New Year's with my sister and all of my siblings, except one. He went back to New York. But I spent New Year's with them, and I had a wonderful time. It was a short trip, but it was needed, and it was a wonderful trip. So I enjoyed it very much. I hope that you had a wonderful holiday as well with family and friends. Well, what resolution have you thought about that you're going to start this year that you are not going to finish? What resolution do you have this year that you are not going to keep? Well, I am not going to make any resolution this year. I am just going to ask God to give me insight and guidance to be a better me, to do his will. That's what I'm going to do. I am not going to make no resolution about losing weight, reading the Bible every day like I should, reading all the chapters of the Bible. I am not going to make any at all. I just want to ask God to give me the insight and guidance to be a better me, to do his will. Well, tonight we're going to talk about expectation. What are you expecting to do in 2017? I love Joel Osteen, and I know I've been talking and using some of his message in the last several weeks, but when I read this, I just want to share, because the things that he talks about is so, it's so meaningful and exactly what you need to hear and what I needed to hear, and encouraging me to expect the best in 2017, and that's exactly what I want to do. Let expectation carry you through 2017. Well, he wanted to, in his message, he wanted to remind you that we have served, we serve a God of increase and blessing who takes us through glory to glory. That means no matter what happened in 2016, don't go into 2017 with barely get-by mentality. Don't look for 2017 to be good enough for 2017 to be more than enough. Remember, you set the tone for the year for setting your expectation. Expectation is a powerful force. He was talking about that he read the study about these two men, that they had done, these two guys had done some knee surgery, and they, well, really was more than two. These were these people that had the knee surgery study. And these people had knees that were worn down and needed to have joint clean out. With permission from the family on a certain number of patients, instead of performing the surgery, the doctor simply put the patient under anesthesia and made three tiny incisions around the knee. Of course, when the patient woke up, he or she thought that he had the full surgery. What's interesting is that 2 years later, the patient who had fake surgery reported just as much relief from the pain as the patient that had the actual surgery. And it wasn't just in his mind, but when the doctor examined their knees, they could see that their knees did, in fact, improve. The doctor's conclusion was that since the brain expects the knee to get better, it got better. The thought of expectancy helps the body to heal. Isn't this something? Well, this year I am expecting great, amazing, and supernatural things to happen in my life. I'm looking for increase in wisdom, understanding, and increase in my financial status. So I'm expecting. Scripture tells us that when we believe, all things are possible. The problem is too many people allow their circumstances to shape their faith instead of the Word of God. Realize today that even if you don't feel blessed, if you get into an agreement with God and see yourself blessed, you're going to move towards His promises. Your brain is going to say, come on now, let's get going and move forward toward my blessing. In the natural, your dream may look impossible, but look out through your eyes of faith and see yourself moving towards it. As we approach the coming, well, we're already in the coming year, be determined to set your expectation. in the direction of your promises, of his promises, God's promises. Declare his word over your life and your home. Well, let me stop there for a second. Do any of you ever pray, go around your room or your house and just pray over it? Just ask God to bless it, and each area of the house is protected from enemies and the people that enter it is. It's with love for you and your family. Sometimes I anoint my house with oil. I also anoint my body with oil when I feel I need a change. So just wanted to ask if that's something that you do from time to time. Declare your word over your life and your home. Tone out the distraction of the world and set your heart and mind above. Let his word feed your faith and set your expectation for blessing and victory in this year. I want to read some more about expectations from another book. And also I have a scripture as well. The scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 16:13-14 verse. Keep alert, stand firm in your faith. Be courageous, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love and faith. Faith is not something you commit. You know what I'm saying? I am reading the wrong scripture. Excuse me. But anyway, that sounded good too. Faith. We need faith in order to do all these things that I'm talking about. Expectation. You need faith in order to expect God to show up and show out. This is coming from Psalms 5:3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. It takes a lot of faith, which it talks about faith again. Faith to hope. Even more to expect. But you can do both when it comes to your faith and your prayers. It's not that you will always pray for a specific thing and get it, like placing a catalog order online. Not that always worked out either, but what you expect, what you can expect when you lay your concern before God is that he will answer your prayer. But I must say, he answered in his own time. He does answer prayer, but in his own time. So most of the time, we don't want to wait. We are very impatient. Your prayer do not fall disregarding ears. You can expect. You can count on it. And Luke 12:40 says, Jesus said, be ready all the time. For I am the Messiah will come when least expected. Well, we must expect that he will be coming, I would say soon. But Jesus promised his return, and he asked that his followers watch for him. He hasn't told us when, only that it will be when the world least expects. Only those who are sensitive to his Holy Spirit will recognize the time and the season. He expects you to live with certainty that he will return soon. And to live your life accordingly. What a glorious day that will be. Look for it and expect it. Expectation. We must believe and look for a better you and a better job, a better situation to happen, better health. Also helping you to be better in committing to follow through on things that you didn't do in 2016. So I know we have a lot of things that we have thought about going into the 2017, but you know most of the time you don't follow through in those resolutions. So that's why I decided I'm not going to make any, because, like I say, I lose weight. I have lost weight, but I have not done firm my body like I want to. I've lost the weight, but I need to firm and tone my body. I haven't done that like I wanted to in 2016. I'm going to do better, but I don't want to do it as a resolution. I'm just going to try to do the best I can. And all the things that I wanted to do last year, I'm just going to try to improve and do a better job, but not as a resolution, because most of the time it falls through the cracks. We don't seem to make things happen. We don't believe that, sometimes we don't believe that God is going to work it out for us. And sometimes it just doesn't happen. But we still must have faith. Have faith and hope that things are going to be the way we would like for it to be. And we must be prayerful. Pray without ceasing. Keep praying. Don't stop praying on those things that you want in life. We must continue to let God know our desire of our heart. So that is pretty much all I have on expectation tonight. As I read that today in Joel, I must say he has a great message. I love listening to his show, his message. He has several. I normally record them. And when I click on, I have several recorded throughout the week. And it seems like whenever I click onto one, is exactly what I need to hear. It seems like God makes sure that I click on the right one to hear the message that I need to hear, to be encouraged. And that's also with T.D. Jakes. He's very encouraging also. And it's so amazing how when you listen to it, it seems like they're talking to you personally, nobody else but you. And that's the way how God speaks to us also. He knows how to pretty much get our attention and also let us know that those things that we are thinking about or worrying about or concerned about, that he is still talking to us and answering our prayers and letting us know that he exists through those messages of others. But right now I do have some announcements. I hope that you all out there are still promoting our new release book, Our Widow's Touch. We need you to get the word out. We had some sale from Amazon.com this holiday week, last 2 weeks. We've had some sales on Amazon. I went home this past weekend and got two sold, and I also, the day before I left, I went to say hello to a friend that owns a tune-up clinic, and just talking to him about the book, he wanted to support me, so he purchased one. So just get the word out. People will support you. Just let them know that you're in the book and that you would like for him to support. And sometimes you don't even have to ask a person. They'll just automatically do it, because that's what he did. I didn't even ask him. I was just telling him about the book, and he just said, do you have one with you? And he wanted to purchase, and he did. And I went home this past weekend and got a couple more. My niece bought two. One for my sister who's now a widow, and one for herself. So just talk about it, and people will definitely support you and purchase one. So just be mindful of that, and keep telling, you know, promoting it, and I'm sure that we'll get more sales. And also, if you have anyone that wants to do a book signing, let us know, and we'll get back to them regarding that as well. I am getting ready to get real busy and trying to get some more put together. And I'm just, first I did the past few days, I made us a calendar for activities for the year of 2017. So our first meeting, which is January the 21st, I'll have that calendar to give out to everyone about different activities that we will be engaging in during this year. And if you have any ideas yourself, please give me a call, and I can include that. We'll talk about it, and we'll include it in the schedule. I am still working on a trip. I said, you know, it's everybody pretty much that a lot of the people that went on a trip with us on the cruise mentioned that they would like to be a part of another trip with us. And so I have checked out of several things, and I'm working on something right now. I'm getting some information and see what the prices are and everything like that, and I'm going to get back to everyone regarding a location of a place that I think that we all will enjoy. And it will be a short trip from Friday to Sunday. So I'm getting some information. I should have all the information back probably by tomorrow. I'm waiting for the bus company to call me back on a price. Everybody is looking and waiting. Well, not everybody, but a whole lot of people have mentioned to me where are we going to go this year. So I am checking into it, and just be probably by the next show, I will have all the information regarding that. And let me see what else we have going on. Yes, I still have books at my home for sale. And you can always tell others that they can go to Amazon.com to purchase one of our books, A Widow's Touch. So just know that I need all of you to put the word out so we can get some more books. And this will help the ministry this year and different activities that we will be getting involved in. So this will help us financially. So please promote it, and I'm trying to. I think that's all I have for tonight. I just hope that you had a wonderful holiday weekend, and I hope that you got lots of gifts and didn't eat too much. But if you did, just start working out and try to get some of those pounds and calories off. I got to work on my cholesterol because I know I ate a lot of things that didn't need to eat, but I thought about it. I said, I'll think about it later. And I wanted to enjoy myself. But I really did not eat a lot of junk. You know, I ate in my sweets and stuff in moderate. So I think I did pretty good, even though I did taste a little bit of that and a little bit of this. But when it was time for me to cut back, I did. Because I really don't want to stay healthy, eat healthy. So now it's time for me to get more serious and eating a better, eating better each and every day. Lots of vegetables and a lot of things and smoothies. I love smoothies, so I gotta get some more things to add to the smoothie. But that is it for tonight. I hope that you will also ask others to join us each Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And also, if you have someone that has a topic that will be encouraging to all of us, let me know, and we'll have them on the air. And I thank you so much for allowing me to take a breather and not be on the air last week. It was very enjoyable, but I felt when Tuesday night came, I felt a little uncomfortable because I've been doing this every Tuesday for so long. But, if, you know, we all need rest sometimes, so I thank you so much for allowing me not to have to do that last Tuesday. But it's a new year, a new thing, and I must do God's will. Well, hope that you have a wonderful week. Be blessed and have lots of great expectation for the new year. Be blessed and tune in again. Same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. next Tuesday. I will have more answers for you regarding the trip. Good night.
All that.